Before we get started, the devs from Superfuse sent me over a couple of copies of their early access game to give away. Subscribe and stick around, and I'll let you know how to win later on in the video. And no, I won't contact you in the comments. That is always a scam. All right, I've got a question for you. Which do you think is worse when it comes to Steam Deck compatibility? Third-party launchers or anti-cheat software? Let me know down in the comments, and if you can't decide, just leave your favorite emoji for the engagement. When Valve launched Steam back in 2003, 20 years ago, it wasn't pretty. I'm not talking about the terrible green UI that somehow grew on me. I'm talking about the customer reception. You see, it was pretty weak in the features department, so most people ignored it. But basically, Valve knew that Half-Life 2 was amazing, and we would tolerate their stupid, buggy software. So in 2004, they packed it in. They iterated on it over the last two decades, and it turned out to be one of my favorite ways to play PC games. Now, for years, the only two launchers that I would allow on my PC were Steam and the Battle.net launcher. Origin and Uplay didn't really add anything to my gaming experience, and the Epic Games Store I only boot up to claim free games that I end up never playing. I don't think I've ever even purchased a game there. Now, it isn't really that launchers were bad or they did anything to harm me, but I just didn't like every company having nonsense installed on my PC in order to advertise me, because that's essentially all they do. All this is to say that even without the Steam Deck, I have never been a fan of third-party launchers. But you know what I am a fan of? HelloFresh. And Factor is now owned by HelloFresh. And this means an even wider array of meal plans to choose from. There's something for everyone. Too busy to cook? With Factor, you can skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping and the prepping and the cleanup. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy. I don't know about you, but there's lots of times we get busy and decide that rather than cook, we'll just order takeout, which is terrible for you. If you want to cut back on takeout, get Factor instead. Not only is Factor cheaper than takeout, but meals are ready faster than restaurant delivery, or where I live and nobody delivers, I don't have to go out and pick up the food. Get Factor and enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh meals delivered right to your door, ready in 2 minutes, no prep, no mess, just food. Factor also makes mealtime flexible. So if you really like chicken and mashed potatoes, but somebody else really prefers to have Italian pasta, you can both get what you want. Head to factor75.com or click the link below and use NerdNest50 to get 50% off your first Factor box. That's factor75.com and use my promo code NerdNest50 for 50% off. Anyway, now that Steam Deck is my go-to way to play PC games, launchers and anti-cheat have become even worse. Perhaps even the bane of the deck's existence. If a game doesn't support the right controls, I can usually get it working with Steam input, but if a dev flat out refuses to support Linux with their anti-cheat, then I just can't play their games on the Steam Deck, or I have to play them with a performance hit on Steam. Recently, Ubisoft's launcher became a problem. This is after the Division 2 was working just fine on the Steam Deck. After the update to Ubisoft Connect, it would give you this error, and this is a screenshot from Gaming on Linux. Ubisoft Connect has detected an unrecoverable error and must shut down. And then it created a crash dump. Now, since then, Valve was able to make an update to Proton, which is their compatibility layer for running Windows games on Linux. So if you select Proton Experimental under the gear icon, properties, and then compatibility, Ubisoft games running into this particular issue should be okay. EA recently did the same thing. They updated some launcher, which broke a bunch of games, and Valve had to go through and fix it for them. And before that, BioShock was working just fine on the deck, and then 2K Games threw a launcher on it, which broke things. Again, Valve updated Proton, or I ended up switching to Proton GE. I'm not sure which happened at this point, but I was able to play the game. Now, on one hand, these games were not made with Linux in mind. Ubisoft, EA, and 2K never said that they were going to support Linux, as far as I know. But at the same time, what if you were watching one of my videos and I'm playing Game X and I'm telling you how great it is? You turn around and buy that game based on what I said. And then later, the game is patched and suddenly doesn't work on the Steam Deck anymore. You bought the game thinking that it was going to work. Hell, it may even have been playable at the time that you purchased it, but then it breaks. Well, this situation seems to be happening more and more often these days. Thankfully, Valve is able to keep up, but what happens when they can't? Another issue with launchers is that they stay running in the background sometimes. Now, you can quit them sometimes, but sometimes they are required to keep the game running. The Steam Deck is a fairly low-powered device. Don't get me wrong, it's amazing what the machine can pull off, but I want every bit of power of the Steam Deck going towards running my game. And if the launcher is running, then some of the RAM is going to be set aside, I'm sure. You know how I know? Every time I'm playing a game that has a launcher running in the background on the deck and I hit the Steam button, it feels sluggish because there's extra stuff going on. Plus, these launchers all have their own friends list, so my friends and I have to exchange essentially phone numbers all over again, when it's just easier to send invites to play games through Steam. But then you have launchers that have DRM built into them, like the Denuvo Anti-Tamper, or games where you can only activate it up to 5 different machines before you are then locked out of activating a game that you bought. Of course, I've said this a million times in the past, this only hurts paying customers because the pirates are going to find a way around this each and every time. But you can't really logic your way past these companies because they are not interested in hearing the good reasons why these things are bad. So I think we can all agree that launchers are a fairly terrible experience that nobody wants except the publishers. So why is it that every company seems to want to have a launcher? Well, it's so that they can advertise at you. These launchers don't actually offer any real benefit to you. They benefit the publisher. Everyone saw how Blizzard's Battle.net launcher advertised their other games to World of Warcraft players and said, "Oh, we can do that too." If you need proof, look no further than as soon as Activision purchased Blizzard, we started seeing Activision's biggest game show up in Battle.net. So there's got to be some kind of solution, right? Well, maybe. We'll talk about that in just a second. But like I said earlier, I will never reach out to you in the comments about giveaways, so always ignore that. That's a scam. I'm going to run the giveaway for Superfuse through the Nerd Nest community Discord. So hop in there. There's a link in the description. Read the rules and join the giveaway. All right, so what is it that we can do in order to get away from these launchers? There are ways around third-party launchers. Sometimes you can add a little command code in there in order to get rid of the launcher, but it doesn't always work, and some of these workarounds come with a few caveats. First of all, we can depend on Valve and the people working at GE Proton. Is that one person, or is it more than one person? I don't know. It doesn't matter. We can either depend on Valve or GE Proton to keep us updated every time these companies break something, but then you have to worry about whether or not that fix is going to last. And as more companies decide that they want to advertise you by building a launcher for their games, we're going to keep seeing more launchers, and Valve can't possibly keep up with all of that. What I'd like to see is some kind of carrot that Valve could offer to companies in order to ditch their launchers, like maybe a break on how much of your profit ends up going to Valve. Maybe trade X% to ditch your launcher, or perhaps preferential store placement for your game. That would likely make SteamOS even more viable, and people would be more likely to use the store. We already have a version of this with Steam's verified system, but I don't know if it goes quite far enough. Though that's asking Valve to possibly give up some cash, so I do think that that's unlikely to happen. Alternatively, Valve could go the stick method and increase the percent that they take from games that use a launcher. Though either of these solutions is likely to bring in government attention, something that I'm sure Valve is eager to avoid. The real solution is from us. Maybe we should just not play these games. I know that's not the solution that people want to hear, but we could vote with our wallet. And when devs try and force software that we don't want on our PC or our Steam Deck, we could tell them, take a hike. With something like 50,000 games on Steam and over 7,000 of those verified or playable on deck, it isn't like we don't have something else to play. Or we could just live with it like we did with Steam. That turned out okay, didn't it? Speaking of things that turned out okay, these folks took a chance at supporting me by becoming YouTube members or patrons, so I want to say thank you to them. I also want to thank Factor for sponsoring this episode, and make sure you check out their link in the description and order your meals today. From the Nerd Nest, I'm Bill. Stay rad, everyone.